WildTalkRadio.com.
I'm not a bad guy. I'm not a good guy. I'm the guy.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
This is Monday Night Raw. The bus is taking over.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If I were to apply to you now on this concrete a perfectly executed inside cradle, commonly known as a small package, how long do you think it would take you to escape?
You would never escape a perfectly executed small package. 99% of the time, a small package would apply expertly by an expert wrestler like myself always works.
And Lindsay Ward,
you're scared. I mean, I would be too. You're looking at the baddest diva in the WWE. You're going to find out why I am the boss.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Do you see this? This is the Kevin Owens Show!
Footballs have been a-throwing. Cruiserweights have been a-flying.
And insults have been a-thrown.
It all goes down. Raw Post Show. Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, presented as always by Wrestling Figure Photography. Go to Instagram.com/MBG1211 to follow the journey. And go to Gerwick.net. I am, of course, Sir Rock. Enjoy, as always, by Lindsay Ward.
Woo!
Woo!
Gotta do the call of the wrestling fan.
You do. You really, really, really do. And the call of the wrestling fan when Roman Reigns shows up is the boo. And that's what he did to start off Raw.
You know, Foley, I know you meant really, really, really well with this. And I get where he was going, but honestly, did you need to give them a reason to boo Roman Reigns? Like, did you really need to remind everybody, oh, hey, you gotta boo Roman Reigns? Like, come on, dude.
Here's the thing. They didn't even let Reigns talk. Stephanie interrupted him, and Mick Foley interrupted her, and it was just a whole lot of interruptings.
The man was out there to address a problem, and he gets interrupted. No respect.
No respect whatsoever. No respect. At all. So basically, to boil down the first 10 minutes of the show, Foley and Steph had an announcement to make that Roman Reigns would fight Rusev for the U.S. title at Clash of Champions, and then Foley was taking control, and then tonight it will be Kevin Owens versus Roman Reigns in the steel cage.
And Owens did not like that one bit.
No, he came out in a suit. He did not like it. But he had a line. I'm in the main event of Clash of Champions, not you, buddy. Taking shots.
Taking shots, man. Can we not, y'all? I mean, it's just, I love the sass. The sass is amazing. Bless Kevin Owens as champion, but do you really gotta take shots? I mean, come on.
Yeah, you do. You really do. It's Kevin Owens. That's what they do.
Bless. So what happened next?
Seth Rollins came out, and, well, they had a stare down with Kevin Owens, and he would fight Rusev. They would have a back-and-forth battle. They would eventually end it in a double count-out as they fought up the ramp, fought near the announce table, and Seth Rollins tossed Rusev off the stage. Seth Rollins then dove off the announce table down onto Rusev on the ground. And that was the opening segment of Monday Night Raw.
They tried to kill each other, basically. I thought this was actually a really good match.
It was.
I like the double count-out. They both are kept strong heading into Clash Champions. Rusev looked good. Seth looked good. And I like this. I like this whole segment.
Yeah.
Foley is like 100% done with everybody's crap. You had Steph like pseudo backing up Foley. And then, of course, the sass. Just all the sass was just amazing. But yeah, Foley's done. Foley's like 100% done with this crap.
Yeah, he really, really is done with this crap.
he's tired of it.
He was also complaining about, like, ratings and everything like that.
Yeah, it's like, dude, it's like 6 weeks in, 2 months in. Why are you worried about ratings? They're not going to cancel Monday Night Raw. Why is he freaking out about ratings?
Mm-hmm. Well, he did. Should also mention Stephanie was mad at Foley for booking the cage match, and that Russo showed up, and he ruined his special night with his wife because it's her movie was coming out tomorrow on DVD, and yeah.
Cheap plug.
She just held the thing up by her shoulder and was like, here.
Looked mad.
Here's my movie. Yeah, well, overall, it was a good little segment.
Very enjoyable.
We had backstage, Charlotte was there with Mick Foley and Dana Brooke, and how that, you know, both shoulders were down on the ground last week, which we clearly mentioned on this show. Thanks for listening, Mick. Appreciate it. Learning what's going on. And, well, Dana was like, maybe we should cancel the tag match and do a one-on-one match, Bayley versus Sasha, to determine a winner. And Foley's like, yeah, it's a good idea. They're both now number one contenders, and it's a three-way at Clash of Champions. Charlotte wasn't pleased.
Dana, honey, what have we told you about trying to help? Don't. Yeah, Charlotte was less than pleased, but, oh, Bayley versus Sasha versus Charlotte for the title? Yes!
We'll talk about that Thursday. Chris Jericho and Mick Foley. Chris Jericho and Kevin Owens were talking about Mick Foley. They never liked him. And now he's trying to take him out by taking on Owens, make him turn on Owens, rather. Jericho said Foley is abusing his power. Jericho said he was going to make a list of everything Foley has done wrong as general manager and then show it to him. Show it to him.
20 years later, whatever it is, Chris Jericho has another list.
Yep. Braun Strowman beat Sin Cara. No surprise.
Braun was dominant. Go figure.
Charlotte and Dana Brooke took on Sasha Banks and Bayley. This was a really good match. Love Bayley and Sasha together. They're awesome. They're mazeballs.
They're so cute together. I love how they can be friends and they can be enemies at the same time. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this was exactly what you would expect it to be, you know?
Yeah, Charlotte would end up pinning Bayley. So Charlotte and Dana pick up the win, heading into Clash of Champions.
Momentum.
Backstage, Seth Rollins smiled and then entered Stephanie's office.
We all know how this is gonna go. I've already seen the Brazers thing. Well played, y'all. Well played.
Boom chicka wow wow.
Well, what was it you said in another dimension? It would be Seth going in there to take care of Steph.
Uh-huh.
Or Steph taking care of Seth, depending on who you like on top.
So Stephanie entered her office as like trying to clearly transition out that. Stephanie wanted to put their issues behind them, and Rollins said he just wanted to know why. And Stephanie said Owens may be right, given that Seth Rollins has been losing key matches. Maybe her husband was tired of Rollins ruining his reputation. Rollins says Hunter and Stephanie may figure out that they put their money on the wrong horse and come crawling back to him. Rollins says maybe not, in that he will be their worst nightmare. He says he knows every move they make before they make it. And he'll be their worst nightmare. Stephanie told Rollins maybe not to threaten her. Stephanie said Owens is the right person to be champion, to lead Rollins and to replace Rollins as the man.
Ouch. Ouch. Mommy is not happy.
Bo Dallas beat Gary Graham.
Bo, honey, we talked about this last week. You need to wear protection. Just, you need to. All your business. It's right.
There.
There. I mean, like, right there. Not sure I like the poetry. Like, I like that Bo Dallas is getting pushed. I'm enjoying that he's a little bit more serious, even though I like goofy Bo Dallas. Like, it's getting closer to what he was in NXT, which is just that really condescending dick, but he's not doing that. And it's like, just let him do that. He's very good at it, clearly. But a sad fact, Bo Dallas just tied Bray Wyatt for TV victories. Oh, poor Bray. Poor Bray. The child needs love. And wins. Mainly for fantasy.
Yeah. Cesaro beat Sheamus. No surprise.
So, shocker of shocks, the Best of Seven series is going to seven matches. And the seventh match is going to be on the pay-per-view. Color me stunned.
Yeah, they had a fine match, but can we stop now?
Sunday. We can stop Sunday.
Thank God. Backstage, Foley was on the phone and said the final match of Best of Seven takes place at Clash of Champions. Foley hung up because Jericho interrupted. Jericho said he never liked him. Foley says he hasn't liked him in a long time, but he did recommend him to Paul Heyman. Jericho said he was making the list of Jericho. Foley says he couldn't hear Jericho because he's missing an ear and called him a stupid idiot. And then he had some serious grievances. Number five was terrible. Foley's terrible fashion sense. And then he just left that he's going to read more of his list. So we came down to the ring and started reading some of his list. And then he put a fan on the list, and he was putting all the fans on the list, and then Enzo and Cass interrupted, then New Day interrupted, or no, Shining Stars interrupted, then New Day interrupted, then Gallows and Anderson interrupted, Jericho was adding more people to his list, then Sami Zayn came out, that he fought Jericho, everyone fought everyone, and yeah, it's a lot of interrupting. A
lot of interrupting, but it led to a pretty good match.
Yeah.
And that's the best I could say, is it's just there was a lot of interrupting, there were a lot of shots taken, the entire tag division was out there pretty much. What gets me is it's like, it was fine until the Shining Stars showed up, and then it's like, who invited you? Like, seriously, who said it was okay for you to come out here? And then it's like, oh god, they're all coming out now. Oh no. No. But on the upside, End Zone Cats have a new shirt.
Yeah, they do. So it was a 10-man tag and the babyface as well.
Go babyface. Go team babyface.
Pretty much that. Then we had the hype for the cruiserweights. Mick Foley was out. He said he butchered the line of the size of the dog in the fight, but the size of the dog in the fight in the dog was the line he butchered, as I almost did there. And he came out, he introduced one by one the cruiserweights. Wasn't a fan how they did this, because it could have been done without Mick Foley. They all got a little promo time in pre-tape form, and yeah, the cruiserweights were Brian Kendrick, Cedric Alexander, Grand Metalik, and Rich Swann in a four-way to determine the number one contender for the Cruiserweight Championship. They had a good match. I just wasn't happy with the presentation early of it, but that was just me.
Yeah, it was kind of one of those things where it was like, I think what kind of killed it was you had Foley with cue cards, and you showed Foley with the slips of paper. And I get Foley's, it's a lot for Foley to remember. I get that.
Because he was struggling.
He was struggling. He was having a really hard time with it. But it's like, to show Foley standing with the slips of paper and going, and this person is yada, 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 you know, insert name. It sounded really just fake and really just not. It's like, it almost sounded like Foley had nobody, or I should say, didn't know who anybody was. So you got me talking weird. Except for Brian Kendrick.
No. The Brian Kendrick.
The Brian Kendrick. Like, Foley only knew who the Brian Kendrick was, and, like, everybody else is just like, oh, yeah, it's da-da-da-da-da. So, I think if you had just, like, had Foley say, and now, you know, here's what you've all been waiting for, something really simple, here's the Cruiserweight division, and you just have them come out. Like, you don't necessarily need to give them an introduction, you just have them come out.
You could have accomplished a lot more without Foley.
Because you could have shown the promos that they did backstage, because they did anyway. It's like, yeah, Foley really didn't need to do all the introductions, and it took time away from the match. Because it was a really good match.
Which saw the Brian Kendrick pick up the win as now the number one contender this Sunday at Clash of Champions. Should be a fun match between TJ Perkins and the Brian Kendrick.
Yes, this will be epic. This will be amazing.
They announced Nia Jax versus Alicia Fox on the kickoff show this Sunday, which means more points, hopefully.
Maybe.
Hopefully. And then it brought us to our main event, a steel cage match between Kevin Owens and Roman Reigns. Now, before we really dive into the main event, I have to do one thing.
Okay. Feel better?
I feel a lot better. Now we can get into the main event of Roman Reigns versus Kevin Owens.
Jesus.
They had a hell of a battle. It boiled down to both men climbing out of the cage and Roman Reigns getting out of the ring first.
Oh, we're talking wrestling and not football? Okay.
Yes, we're talking about the wrestling match.
Well, I don't know. You've been going back and forth between wrestling and football. It's hard to keep up.
You're telling me. I'm watching both. Anyway. So, Roman Reigns wins, stupid Roman Reigns. Rusev comes out, attacks Roman. They battle up on the outside. Owens and kicks the door into Roman's face. They throw him in the cage. They lock themselves in the cage with him. Beat down Roman Reigns. Accolade. And then who's out to make the save? The one and only Seth Rollins. And since it's football season, you know what that means. Someone has to dive off the top of the steel cage.
And Seth is the only one that can fly.
And Seth Rollins is the only one that can fly. And that's what he did. He flew off the top of the steel cage down onto Rusev Kevin Owens, thank you. So yeah, that's how Monday Night Raw ended. I liked the show.
I thought it was a really, really good show. Very enjoyable. A good go-home to Clash of Champions. I thought this was a better go-home than what SmackDown did for Backlash. This felt more like a go-home.
Yeah.
Obviously, you can tell that they're getting the pressure from football, and so they're raising their level up a little bit, which is good.
And we had a Shield sort of tease.
could the Shield, at least two-thirds of it, be getting back together? We'll have to see.
Well, they'll do it for the Raw Post Show live right here on Wild Talk Radio Network. Thursday night, though, it's a thing called the Rack.
That's right. We've got news. We've got notes. We're talking NXT. We're going to be talking Clash of Champions. We'll break it all down for you. We'll let you know who we think's going to win, who we think's going to lose, and just in general what we think is going to happen. So it's the Rack, Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
At Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter.com, YouTube.com/Rack Radio Show to see all the simulations from WWE 2K16, Saturday Night Midnight Edition, CB Radio, Weird, the Wacky, the Unusual, CB Radio Live, Facebook, Twitter.com. Go back and listen to episode 450 from this past week. Sunday, 11 p.m. Eastern, it's Russell Talk Radio with Heartbreak Mike, Tim Stein, and Omega recapping WWE Clash of Champions. We'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at Lins Ward, LANSWARD, and go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LinsWard, same as the Twitters.
Thanks to Wrestling Figure Photography, go to Instagram.com/MBG1211 and Gerwick.net. She's Lindsay, I'm Rock. See you Thursday for the Rack, and right back here for the Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern, along the airways of the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.